Here we have the Sixth Avenue Trio.
Thank you.
there, you've got music from the 6th Avenue Trio. If my notes are correct, the composition was Playdates and John Cohen, the composer. Let's meet each of our musicians, and we'll start with Elizabeth Salgado. Hi. You can hold that right up close to you. You're 16 and in 11th grade, and your instrument is flute. When did you begin playing flute?
Well, I'm currently a junior right now, and I started when I was in third grade, so I've been going strong for about 8 years now. I currently study with Wendy Coomer in Oakmont. She is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I just love her to death. She's coached this group quite a few times, and it's so much fun to work with her. She brings so much energy, and she's just really incredible. But our official coaches are Rian Kenny and Jack Howell, both of the PSO, and they are equally as fun to work with. They are just incredible.
That's exciting to have symphony members is your coach, coaches in this case, and Rian is Principal Piccolo, and Jack Howell is the principal bass clarinetist. Mm-hmm. What do you think is important, or what does a coach do musically to help you, if not these gentlemen specifically, just in general?
Well, being in the PSO is just insane. They're wild. They're so incredible. And every little thing that they say is just the perfect thing that we need to just perfect any piece that we're working on. So really any tidbit that they offer is just coming from their expertise, and it's really wonderful.
Can you give me an example of something they've provided as advice?
Yeah. So the next piece that we're playing has the whole thing is just really a big conversation between the different instruments that we have here. And it's really interesting just to see like what they have to offer with experiencing all the music that they play and all the different kinds of music that they play. They just have so many different ideas to add to.
So they're mentioning to think of it as a conversation is something you can hold on to.
Sure. Yeah.
Tell me if you'd like to say hello to anybody in your family. Yeah. Any shout outs?
Well, shout out to my mom and dad. They're over there. and my grandma, I think she's listening. So, hey, Graham.
I hope so. And what else do you like to do?
I play the violin also, which is so much fun. I love to do it. I study with Katie Pearson. She lives around this area. I mean, music is just everything. I love it so much.
And are you thinking you'd like to study music
once
you graduate?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Performance or education?
Performance, I think, yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to get to know you.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll meet the bassoonist. His name is Alex Ozarzak.
Yep, Alex Ozarzak. That's it.
And you're a senior at Moon Area High School.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been there since it was remodeled, but I understand your performance space out at Moon is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. They put a lot of work and a lot of money into the building, and especially the auditorium and the stage. It's just great. We've had so many great concerts there because of it.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it. When did you start playing bassoon?
Well, I started playing in sixth grade. At the time, I was playing trombone because my two older brothers picked it, so I just followed what they did. And my teacher, Jim Rogers, who plays in the Pittsburgh Symphony, he came into our school and did a little introduction to play the bassoon, you know, kind of just promote the arts. And I was like, yeah, I want to play that.
Jim would be a good sales person for the bassoon.
Yeah,
I mean, he's an interesting, mm-hmm. Entertaining person. So he got you into it.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents said, oh, no, we have to buy another instrument. No, I'm sure they didn't.
Not at first. Eventually, we got to that point, you know, when I started getting a little more serious. But my middle school had one, so I just started playing that and taking lessons right then and there. So.
And what is it that attracted you to it?
Honestly, I couldn't really give you a good answer. It's kind of just the fact that I didn't like trombone at that time. And then as I played it more and more, it sort of grew on me to the point where I was like, yeah, I kind of really enjoy this, even though at first it was kind of just like, you know, didn't really know what I was getting myself into. But I definitely don't regret it now.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to or a shout out to?
Yeah, sure. My family, my grandma especially. I know she loves when I get to play for her. And, just anyone out there.
Excellent. And I'd be curious to know if you have lessons that you take or any teachers.
Oh, yeah. Jim's still my teacher from sixth grade. I've had lessons with him, you know, just about every week. So
excellent.
He's been a big influence on me.
Now, you're graduating this year from Moon. Do you know what the fall will bring for you?
I plan to go to college. Not sure which one exactly yet. I'm in the midst of college auditions, so hopefully by sometime in March I'll know, but definitely going to college for music.
Okay, and the audition process must be maddening, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, very. A little stressful at times, but fun, stressful, you know, it's a mix of emotions.
Are those live or tapes?
They're all lived, yeah.
Okay. Are you behind the screen?
No, you usually see the bassoon professor and then some other people of the faculty that'll be there, too.
How many more do you have to get through?
Four more. I have 1 out of 5 done, 4 out of 5 to go.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And now let's say hello to Trey Tillotson, who's playing clarinet. He's also a senior at Eden Christian Academy. How are you, Trey?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now, we were talking about Trey ever so briefly off the air as like being symbolic of three. Trey is also a nickname that gets used, but is there a three connection for you?
I'm my mother's third child, so Trey is really my first name, even though some people have it as a nickname.
Okay, so that makes sense, his third child. So right. When did you start playing clarinet?
I started to play the clarinet when I was in third grade, so I'm a senior this year, so I've been playing it for rather a while.
That's something that hasn't changed since I was in third grade. I mean, that's when they bring in all the musical instruments. It's interesting.
Right.
That's just the way it is, what they decided. We all must be of a certain developmental stage that we pick our musical instruments. Every child in third grade.
Right. I remember I was really excited to pick up some sort of band instrument that in second grade, since my school only offered a string program prior to third grade, I picked up the violin just for a year just to really make it through second grade until I could finally pick up a band instrument.
And do you play in band or orchestra?
I play in an orchestra called the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. We actually have a concert just tomorrow at 3:00 at the Shadyside Presbyterian Church.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
With the Junior Mendelssohn Choir.
Oh, that should be really fun. That's at Shadyside Presbyterian.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Do you know the time it is? I'll look it up if you don't.
3:00 in the afternoon.
Excellent. And hearing live musicians and a live choir together should be outstanding.
Right.
And what are your plans post-graduation?
I would also like to go into music, but I'm looking more for music composition. So I've been looking at colleges for that, and I have a couple of auditions coming up.
Excellent. What interests you about music composition in particular?
I'm not positive, but I enjoy being able to write down different musical ideas and hearing them for myself as to whenever I have other people perform them.
And I think there's, frankly, I think it's important to study, follow your heart and study what it is you want to do. I think there's a real need for people to create and perform music.
Right.
Especially, it's interesting the way the world is evolving, but the creative arts there are gaps in terms of talented people to fulfill what is needed. So, you know, I'm happy to see you following your heart. What else do you like to do?
I guess I'm interested with some debates type of things. I'm in my school's mock trial team.
Excellent.
We have our first competition come this Tuesday.
Excellent. Does that involve like to participate in that? Do you have to raise money and get a certain placement on a poll? And then I'm joking. And then you qualify for the debate? Or isn't that the way we do it?
No. No, we have a lawyer coach and a teacher coach. And so they help us to prepare a case for both the plaintiff and the defense. This year it's a civil case.
Yeah. What is the case?
It's a cyberbullying case between a student and a school.
That's excellent. You should do well. That's a great experience to do something like that.
Right.
And I'm still paying attention to the presidential debates, but it gets hard sometimes to watch it. Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. And if you're just joining us, this is the 6th Avenue Trio of Youth Chamber Connection. You can learn more about Youth Chamber Connection's activities at their Facebook page, which we've linked to along with a picture of these three. They're all members of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, who, as you heard, has a concert that is taking place tomorrow. And we are going to hear another song coming from them. I think we have Trio for Woodwinds next. And I think that's what we have next is Trio for Woodwinds. This is the conversational piece that you heard Elizabeth mentioning before. Here again, 6th Avenue Trio.
Thank you.
Trio for Woodwinds, the name of that, written by Coomer. Is that your instructor? It was written by. And that was, you sounded great playing together in that piece. And we have one more selection from Mozart. Before you get to it, is there anything any of you wanted to mention? We should mention the concert again tomorrow, yeah, Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. Along with a choir as well tomorrow at Shadyside Presbyterian Church.
Yeah, so we have a Paizo concert, our youth orchestra, alongside the Junior Mendelssohn Choir at Shadyside Presbyterian Church tomorrow at 3 p.m.
That should be.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Dvorak 7 and the Mendelssohn Hebrides Overture, and the orchestra is going to be doing a Mozart with the choir. So
that sounds terrific. And is that free, or is it?
Yes.
The Music Integrates space, they take donations.
Okay. So they take donations for it, but so it's pay what you can or are able to. You've all sound terrific. Thank you
so much
for being here. I've allowed us to run a little more casually past the bottom of the hour, partly because I'm moving slow today, but also because we're able to do it. So you have a piece from Mozart next, and would you like to describe it?
Sure, yeah. We're playing from Mozart's Divertimento number 5, and this is Movement 5, the Polonaise.
Thank you again to the 6th Avenue Trio, which is comprised of Elizabeth Salgado, whose voice you just heard, Alex Zarsak on bassoon, Elizabeth is on flute, and Trey Tillotson, clarinet. Oh, yes, Laurie, let's just move that right to you. I was going to actually ask you. I'm glad you said something.
Sorry to interrupt. I just thought the opportunity to tell you why they're named the 6th Avenue Trio.
I was wondering about
because
that.
Because it's a thank you I'd love to give out, and that is because the First Presbyterian Church offers us rehearsal space for free every week, and their address is 6th Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh.
So. I was wondering about that. This is Laurie Cunningham, who is it? Executive director, I guess. She's the manager at the organization Youth Chamber Connection that brings everybody in. I have a question for you.
Sure.
It's an off-the-wall question. I'm looking at the music that each of these students has in front of them, and they all have a Youth Chamber Connection sticker on their music, which to me says there must be a music librarian role that you need to honor as you're doing this. Is that true?
Yes, we have a professional staff member who is our music librarian. She happens to be a bassoonist, and she also plays out in the community and has private lessons. So a lot of musicians in communities, you encourage them all to follow their heart, but they have to be entrepreneurs, they have to be creative, they have to be collaborators, because they've learned from this program to collaborate with students from other high schools. This is their future. If they want a future in music, they have to create that audience for
it.
Yeah,
and there's so many little details that you don't think about, and there is one, making sure that the many parts, and it never occurred to me, how many different performing groups are in operation at any one given time, so to speak.
In our program, we have this year 19 small ensembles. In fact, 20. A new group is starting today. And last year we did over 120 community service performances.
So that's quite a repertoire just in the music library.
Right. I mean, this combination of three instruments, I don't think we've had before. Trey's been in other groups for us. Elizabeth has, but different combinations of instruments. Didn't Elizabeth, you played with strings once, but you did flute as well as violin in that group, right? So we have to find music for them, and it's really fun.
Yeah. How can people get involved if you're a student and you would like to get involved, or maybe a music teacher would like to learn more?
We have a wonderful new website, unisound.com, and you can go there and find music programs all over the city now. If you haven't, I'm sorry, unisound.org. And, of course, if you want to come just to our program, it's youthchamberconnection.org. We would take in students who are already fairly proficient. They're able to play with others. If you have a student who just wants to get started, there are wonderful music programs in Pittsburgh. So we just encourage, unfortunately, not every school has a third grade experience where they're offering instruments. So we have lots of community programs starting, you know, who offer that, take that place.
And the other website is Unisound?
UNISOUND.org. It's a brand new effort this year where all the youth music educators in Pittsburgh have come together with a shared website. So a family could go to one place, search for what they're looking for, and find opportunities.
That's
it could be
really,
summer camps. It could be a school year program.
That's good to know. I haven't seen that yet. Unisound.org or youthchamberconnection.org.
Right.
Thanks, Laurie. And we're ready to hear Mozart now with our thanks to the Sixth Avenue Trio. Thank you once again to Youth Chamber Connection and the Sixth Avenue Trio.